Duffner, Alex Geislinger, and Nick Skluzacek. Some big bats for Cold Spring that need to heat up if the Rockies want a shot at the state title tomorrow afternoon, as a foul away by Duffner. Now he looks at a ball. Austin lined out to left in the first inning, flew out to right in the fourth. As the 1-1 pitch, that is popped up. Foul, and over for a look is Derek Schoen. He dives, nearly makes the catch there, Kurt. Look how far he went on that ball from the light tower to that third base where he plays. That's got to be about, it's got to be about, you know, 100 feet, and he nearly made that play.
And he made a fine diving effort for it, too. He put his whole body out in there and ends up rolling up against the fence over there. But that's the kind of game the Martins have played all day with those fine catches they've had in the outfield.
They've gone all out. And they've stymied the Rockies on the mound with Matt Lytle. As Lytle, two-strike pitch to Duffner, missing down and away to move our count to 2-2. These big Rocky bats who have scored triple digits three times in four games, held to just three hits, all singles, one of which a bunt. As 2-2, the 2-2 offering, that is skied in the infield. Third baseman will call for it. That's Schoen, and he makes the catch on the run, Kurt. He started coming in. He ends up making the catch closer to first base than he did third base, but at the end of the day, he did put it away.
Well, it was funny because he right away called for it like he was going to make the catch on it. He was coming straight in order to do it. All of a sudden, the ball keeps tailing and tailing and tailing. Like you said, he was closer to first base when he caught that ball than he was third base, but he had to catch it because there wasn't anybody else that took control but him.
So one down. Rockies all of a sudden, Kurt, don't look now, down to their final eight outs as they trail by three in the bottom of the seventh inning. Alex Geislinger's had a good day today. He's got two hits thus far. As the first offering from Lytle, missing for a ball. Maybe the lead candidate for our Albany and Richmond A&W postgame player of the game. Got eight outs to figure that out yet, though. As the 1-0 pitch is missing for a ball, now 2-0. 2-0 the count. Lytle's gone the distance for the Martins. His 2-0 offering, now wide, ball three. No activity in the Martin pen for the time being, unless the next reliever is already in the field, the game is Lytle's. He falls behind Geislinger, and now he's walked him on four pitches. And Kurt, for Lytle, is that his first walk of the day?
It is his first walk, and if I'm not mistaken, that's the first time he even threw three balls to a Rocky hitter.
I can't remember any instances off the top of my head, so yeah, I would say that's a pretty safe assumption. As Nick Skluzacek into the batter's box, the Rockies trailing by three. Need another guy on to start talking that noise, Kirby, as Geislinger leads from first. Lytle from the set. Right-hander set right at the chest, as the first offering to Skluzacek is missing low for ball one. It'll be Skluzacek and Eskew due up for Cold Spring. 1-0 the count. Geislinger ran into an out as he was caught stealing on a hit-and-run attempt earlier, as the 1-0 pitch in there for a strike to Skluzy evens it up at 1-1. Skluzacek reached on a fielder's choice and came around to score on that error by the third baseman Derek Schoen, where he threw it away. Only run for Cold Spring thus far here in the state semis. As Lytle's 1-1 pitch, that's hit on the ground toward short. Shortstop has the high hop. He feeds to second for one. The relay to first in time. Kurt, Luke Becker got a terrible hop there, and he somehow turned two. The leather works in Fairmont today.
Well, I tell you, they've been doing it the whole game, and right there, that one looked like it was going to bounce right over Luke Becker when it took that high hop on the last hop over there. He snags that out of the air, throws to the second base. Second baseman does a great job of turning that over to first. A beautiful double play by the Martins to end the bottom of the seventh.
Luke Becker to Tennyson, all the way to first to Trado, and the Rockies retired as no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. On to the eighth in a minute right here on KASN. It's 4-1.
Dan Zimmerman here again, the old member in the Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman firm. Boy, things sure have changed around here since 1981 when I first started. We didn't have computers on our desks, just old tape recorders for dictation, legal pads, and number two pencils. Now I've got electronic stuff everywhere in my office, and the firm even bought me a flip phone. One thing that has not changed around here is our dedication to our clients and our attention to detail when representing them with simple or complex legal matter. Give us a call when you need a law firm working for you.
Spark with love for architecture and a passion for your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project. Call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off
building. The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
On to the eighth inning here in Springfield. As in the top of the eighth, it is Ethan Hearn, Adam Schmidt, and Tyler Tennyson due up for the Fairmont Martins, as two wide ones from Andrew Aller to Hearn, as Aller starting his first full inning of relief. He had a very efficient relief outing in the seventh inning as he got that double play ball induced after a couple pitches on the lineout. As the 2-1 pitch from Aller is on the corner for a strike. That's a nasty off-speed pitch right there, Kurt, as it moves the count to 2-2.
Yeah, when you put an off-speed right there on the outside part of the plate, that's an awful tough pitch to hit.
Hearn doesn't have a lot he can do with that one as the 2-2 pitch. That's hit into the air to short center field. Geislinger coming on, and Tyler's not going to get there. And the leadoff man on once again for Fairmont here in the eighth inning. Eighth, seventh, sixth. They've the last three innings, they have got the leader on, Kurt.
Well, they are doing what you got to do to win a ball game. They're playing great defensively, and they're getting runners on base. Not what the Rockies wanted to see, but you got to hand it to the Martins what they're doing tonight, Kirby.
TJ New heating it up in the Rocky pen. As Cold Spring has gone through three pitchers here in game number two of the day. Two on the day total, or excuse me, for the two game total today. They have gone through, this would be the fourth pitcher. And on the weekend, the fifth pitcher, as the first pitch missing for a ball as Alex Schmidt squared to bunt. Pitch missing high as he pulled back. Geislinger anticipating bunt over at third as squaring again early is Schmidt. Aller comes home as that pitch missing down and in, and no need for the bunt now as it's thrown to the backstop and Hearn aboard second base on the wild pitch.
Got a score in from Milroy in the sixth inning. It's St. Patrick 6, Young America 4.
The Ambrose boys. I saw Gopher hockey legend Neil Broughton throw out the first pitch yesterday in Shakopee. Former Gopher hockey player Matt Ambrose. Big hitter, big bat in the St. Patrick lineup as he squares to bunt once again. Does Adam Schmidt pulls back, and it's 3-0 right now as Aller needs a deep breath. Deep breath time out on the mound to settle in there and start delivering from strikes. He's got to keep it here at 4-1 as the Rockies only have six outs remaining as the 3-0 pitch right in there for a strike to move it to 3-1.
Well, they wanted the bunt on 1-0, and they wanted the bunt on 2-0. What do you think they're going to do at 3-1?
He was squaring. Now he pulls back. All are set at the chest. No indication of a bunt as that pitch is fouled at home plate by Adam Schmidt, and it fills the count up at 3-2. Schmidt on the day, strikeout victim his first two times. He had a single his last at-bat in the sixth inning. He is 1-for-3 on the day. Made that nice diving catch to retire David Jonas to end the sixth inning. As the 3-2 pitch, missing away, and Schmidt's aboard with a walk. It's first and second with nobody out. And we'll see if Tyler Tennyson is asked to bunt, Kurt.
Well, when the leadoff guy got on and they wanted him to bunt, all of a sudden all they got runners at first and second, I'd be real surprised if they weren't going to be bunting this guy.
As Tennyson does not square, he hits the ball into short center field, and that ball's going to drop. They will send the runner at third base. Geislinger's throw coming to the plate. Play at the plate and out at the plate. What a throw from Geislinger to keep it a 4-1 game. I can't believe they sent him, Kurt, as they would have had bases loaded, nobody out. Geislinger basically had the ball when the base umpire or when the third base coach sent him, and they run into an out at the dish.
Well, with the Rockies playing in like it looked like they were going to be bunting, outfielders were playing in a little bit too, and here they weren't bunting, and the guy goes and has a nice single. But Geisinger, with his speed, he comes in there and he fields that, and I figured there's no way they're going to send him, and all of a sudden I look up and the guy's coming, and Geisinger throws a strike to Jonas, making the first out at home plate, which was a big play for the Rockies.
We'll see if Cold Spring can build off that and get out of this inning as that ball's fouled into the netting for strike number one to Blake Kromen, as Kromen flew out to right fielder Brady Lynn, bounced out to Eli Bacchus, and he doubled, came around to score last inning in the seventh. As that pitch is missing right there from Aller, and the runners are going to move up a base each as it gets away from Jonas on the wild pitch. Tough guy to hit, Kurt. Tough guy to catch sometimes, too.
Well, especially when he puts him down there in the dirt like that there. And we've seen how much movement he had on a few of those strikes on the outside part of the plate. And when he goes and puts some of them in the dirt like that, it's not an easy job for the veteran David Jonas back there.
He's logged a lot of innings behind the dish. Made the move to third base a few years ago. Back there tonight as the Rocky infield has to come in, as that pitch will hit Blake Kromen up in the shoulder to load him up.
Well, Aller generally doesn't have much control problem, but he definitely does tonight as he walks that second hitter on four straight pitches. Then he gives up that single, and now he ends up hitting the guy there. It's not what we've seen all of Andrew Aller in his years of pitching for the Cold Spring Rockies, but it wasn't the worst thing to do to load the bases here, to put a force everywhere. But when you turn it back over to the top of the order to the guy that's got scored two runs in his last two at-bats and has two singles in his last two at-bats, it's not who the Rockies want to see up there.
Infield's got to come all the way in as Cold Spring's trying to keep it right here at 4-1. As Fairmont could bust this thing wide open with a gap shot right here as the first pitch from Aller in there for a strike. It's 4-1 our score. One in the third and fifth for Fairmont, two last inning in the seventh. We're in the eighth as the one strike pitch missing away. Top of the eighth inning as Fairmont's got them loaded. Over at third base, it is Adam Schmidt. Second base, it's Tyler Tennyson. Blake Kromen at first base. Aller's 1-1 pitch to Luke Becker is low, and it gets past Jonas. And staying put on third base is Adam Schmidt, as Schmidt didn't think it got far enough away from the catcher Jonas, and the Rockies catch a break there.
Well, they definitely caught a break, because as far away as that one went, there wouldn't have even been a play at the plate. But when he didn't go right away, he felt he couldn't go after that, but that ball ended up going a lot farther than they thought it was going to.
You run into an out already on the inning, Kurt, at the plate. You don't want to run into another one. And like you said, if you don't go right away, you stay put. Jordan New with some counseling with Andrew Aller. 2-1 to the leadoff man for Fairmont. The 2-1 pitch, that's cut on and missed. And that evens the count up at 2-2 to Luke Becker. Grounded out to Duffner to start the game in the first. Flew out to Geislinger in the third. Singled, stole second, and scored in the fifth. RBI singled and scored last inning in the seventh. 2-for-4 with 2 runs scored and a stolen base, as Dad alluded to earlier. Aller needs a punch out. 2-2 pitch. It's laced into left center field. One run will come in to score. Right behind him, the second run. Skuzacek's throw to the plate is cut off because the runner ended up stopping at third base as Tennyson, he put the brakes on. It looks like he got the green light from the coach, but he stayed put right there. Schmidt comes across to score regardless, and it is a 5-1 Fairmont lead.
Well, it's funny because they already had one runner thrown out at the plate, and that coach was sending them all the way, but all of a sudden the runner decided to stop, and I'm not so sure he wouldn't have made it on that play.
As Tom Ficker coming out of the dugout here for Cold Spring, he's going to have a word. Is anybody throwing? I see the draftees have taken a seat in the bullpen, Kurt. It appears that this is just going to be a motivational speech and not a move by any means.
Well, that's what I'm kind of thinking too, because when you look at how Justin Kunkel and the draftee from Rogers Stetson are both just sitting down there in a chair in the bullpen, as TJ New was throwing earlier this inning, but he's no longer throwing anymore either.
Game brought to you by our sports boosters here on KASM, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, Cold Spring Bakery, Subway, Willenbrings All, Woken and Zimmerman of Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, and Erkins Water Service. Stay tuned after the game as Kurt will name our Albany and Richmond A&W postgame player of the game. That player is going to receive a $10 gift certificate to redeem at, of course, Albany or Richmond A&W. meeting of the minds has come to an end, as this is not the guy that they want to face right here, Kurt. Jack Walatich has been up a lot today, and he's been on base all day.
Well, that he has, as he reached in the first on a walk. He had a single in the third. He had a single in the fifth, and he got on an error with the, I believe the
infield was in there, yeah.
Yeah, and he put it right past Duffner on that one off the end of Duffner's glove when the infield was playing in.
Yeah, so two or three RBIs, stolen base. He's been on base all day as he looks at a ball from Andrew Aller. Martin's everywhere, third, second, and first, as the 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike. At third base, it is Tyler Tennyson. At second base, Blake Crommett. And at first base, Luke Becker for Fairmont. 1-1 the count to Jack Walatich, the center fielder who's been great in center and great in the batter's box. Aller's 1-1 is in at the knees for a strike. Moves the count to 1-2. Another run in for Fairmont here in the eighth inning. Cold Spring needs to keep it right there to keep within striking distance. That offense can heat up, but they don't have a lot of opportunities left as that pitch is fouled at home plate. Walatich, Kurt, so hard on that slow hook from Aller, trying to stay back and just stays alive by getting a piece of it right there.
Well, it's like he double pumped in order to hold off enough in order to get just enough on that, just hit a little number back to the backstop.
1-2 the count. Said Aller could use a strikeout before. He'd really love one right here. Got one out this inning. As the 1-2 pitch, that is low, picked nicely by Jonas behind the plate, keeping everybody put at third, second, and first. Count 2-2. Only out of the inning came when Geislinger threw out Ethan Hearn at home plate after the Tennyson single. 2-2 the count. Aller set, his 2-2 pitch, that's hit on the ground towards New. Jordan comes home with it. His throw is in time. Oh, Jonas had to scoop it like a first baseman, which has got to be one of the harder things he's done in a while with that catcher's mitt on. Bang, bang at the plate as Tennyson was coming in hard, and the umpire punches him out for a big out number two. Everybody else safe on the pads.
Well, that was a bang-bang play right there. It was such a high hopper that I was wondering what Jordan New was going to do, if he was going to say, hey, I better go get an out at first base or what I'm going to do. He ends up throwing a to home plate. He ends up putting in the dirt. Jonas does a nice job of scooping it. It was a close play. The third base coach is over having a word with the umpire after that there play. But it was one of them bang-bang plays again, and you got to hand it to the umpire. He was right there making the call, and luckily for the Rockies, they were able to get an out on that play.
So two down as the infield can unclench as they get back to normal depth here, but it doesn't get any easier for Aller as Derek Schoen into the batter's box. Looks at a first-pitch ball. Schoen, the three-hitter in the order, been on base twice. He is 1-for-4 with a single. 5-1 Fairmont. As the 1-0 pitch is dropped in there nicely from Aller, evens it up at 1-1. At third now is Crommett. At second base, Becker. At first, Walatich. Aller set, 1-1 pitch. That is in there for a strike, and he's a strike away from getting out of this tough eighth inning, allowing just the one run. Pitch count getting up there with a guy with some arm trouble history. As Aller's 1-2 pitch off speed hit on the ground, that is foul up the first baseline. As the count will stay frozen at 1-2. 1-2 the count. Aller gets a fresh pearl, rubs it down a bit. We're right at the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to Rocky Baseball. We'll get a station identification coming up in a moment, but for now, we'll stick to ball. Aller's 1-2 pitch with two outs. That's hit right at Distel, above Distel in right center field. One run is in. Here comes the second. It is a 2-RBI single just over the outstretched jumping glove of Sammy D at second, and it is a 7-1 Fairmont advantage.
That guy hit it on the rope, like you said, just out of the reach of Distel, and that thing had some on it because that actually ran the gap in right center, and Brady Lynn had to go run down the runner at first, easily making it over to third base, but two more big runs. Now the Martins with a 7-1 lead here in the top of the eighth.
So two RBIs on that single right there for Derek Schoen. as we'll get a pinch runner right here, Kurt, as out of the dugout comes number 14.
Number 14 for the Martins is Carter Bell.
Pinch runner at first base, number 14, Carter Bell.
So Carter Bell is the runner at first for Derek Schoen.
First baseman.
Game has been blown open, and it could really get ugly here with Trado at the plate, Kurt, as the big first baseman. Two for his last two with a double and a single. He's 2-for-4 on the day. Runners at the corners with two down is the first offering to Trado. Hit on the ground. Distel has it go off his hip. Another rocky air, and a run comes across to score. Martins by a touchdown now as it's getting out of control here in the state semis.
Well, the Rockies were just inches away of getting out of this big jam in the eighth inning when they laced that single right over Sammy Distel's head to score two runs. Now he has another ball hit right at him and ends up rolling up the arm of Sammy Distel for a big error. Another run for the Martins.
As that'll be the evening for Andrew Aller as Ficker out for his second mound visit of the inning, which spells you have to make a move. And that does it for the Rockies, that does it for Aller. We'll have a pitching change, and that's coming up in 1 minute right here on your home for Rocky Baseball. It's 8-1 in favor of Fairmont now in the top of the eighth inning. We're back in 1 minute on KASM.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. With love for architecture and a passion for woodworking, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring puts design and craftsmanship into every cabinet they build, from the very basic to elaborate. Cabinets are built for new homes, remodeled and restoration projects, and commercial construction projects. Westwind Woodworkers cabinets are handcrafted to the highest standard, yet personalized with your unique style in mind. For cabinets that say wow, call 685-4313 or visit them online at westwindwoodworkers.com. Good luck to the Cold Spring area amateur baseball teams in the state tournament from Westwind Woodworkers in Cold Spring. Your dependable neighbor. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
On to the, we're still here, in the top of the eighth inning, and we will see our fourth Rocky hurler of the evening, Kurt.
In the pitch for the Cold Spring Rockies now in the top of the eighth inning, hopefully to try to stop this bleeding that just won't end, is TJ New for the Cold Spring Rockies.
This was a 4-1 game going into this, the eighth inning. It's a an 8-1 game right now as it, we talked about the defense, we talked about the pitching for Fairmont, Kurt, but they got 15 hits, you know, so these boys are swinging it right now.
Well, they came to this game to play and you got to hand it to them, you know, like you said. 8 runs and 15 hits. They do have a couple errors, but I tell you what, they've got 2 errors on the board, but they've got how many fantastic plays when they were shining the leather out there.
They were. They got runners at first and second right now as Levi Becker, the ninth man to bat this inning in the eighth, as TJ New looks to, not the start that they were looking for, as New box as the runners move from first and second to second and third, so it goes from bad to worse for Cold Spring.
Not what you want to do before you even throw a pitch.
As New will now work from the full windup. As the left-hander's first offering to Becker is in there for a strike. Single, walk, single, hit by pitch, single, fielder's choice, single, error. They had two runners thrown out at home plate. One was a force out for the two outs of the inning. As New boxed, but he is now peppering the knees right now on the next two pitches. 0-2 the count. Fourth Rocky pitcher of the evening. Sixth of the weekend. As the 0-2 pitch in there, strike three. There we go. As TJ New comes in and throws three straight strikes, and Levi Becker is out looking for out number three for Fairmont in the eighth. What an eighth it was. They come up with four runs, how about, on three hits. There was a Rocky air that scored a run and two runners left on base. 7.5, 8-1 our score in favor Fairmont. Rockies got some work to do, trailing by 7. You'll hear that coming up in a minute on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Bottom of the order, bottom of the eighth for Cold Spring as it starts with Colin Eskew as Matt Lytle starts his eighth inning of work with the old beanball. Kurt gets a kid they call Chief right in the shoulder, and Eskew makes his way down to first base. This guy's been pinpoint control all game, and he just drills Eskew in the shoulder.
Well, it's kind of funny how you say that, because he has been pinpoint. He's had that one walk last inning, but he goes and drills him right in the shoulder, and Eskew kind of goes back with it, trying not to. His helmet flies off his head and goes back about 8 feet. You don't see that too often when you don't get hit in the head.
Must have hit him with some force there. Rocky's got the leadoff man on. They're going to need some base runners here as they trail by 7. As Lytle missing wide with the second offering. It's 1-0 now to Sam Distel.
He probably sat in the dugout for too long as the Martins put 9 guys to the plate in the top of the eighth inning there.
Lytle has been great through 7. 1 run unearned as the 1-0 pitch that is popped up by Distel. Playable at third for Schoen. He has room as he chases Vicker away at the third base coaching box and makes the catch for a quiet out number 1. And an 0 for night for Sam Distel. As don't blame it on Sam. There's a lot of Rockies with 0-fers this evening, Kurt. The big bats have fallen quiet here in the state semis.
Well, that they have. When they only have 3 hits and one guy has 2 of them, that means there's 7 guys that are 0 for something.
Brady Lynn has hit the ball hard twice tonight. As first pitch to Brady, missing for a ball. I will always look back in the second inning there when he had Eskew at third base. That diving catch in center field by Jack Walatich. Saving 1 run, potentially 2. What a catch right there as Lynn fouls it off his foot at home plate, evening our count up at 1-1. Yeah, Geislinger 0-3. New 1-3. Jonas 0-3. Duffner 0-3, which is quite the feat after the way the Duffman's been swinging it. Alex Geislinger is 2-3. Skuzacek 0-3. 0-2 for Eskew. 0-3 for Distel, 0-2 for Brady Lynn. You get deeper into the tournament, you figured the bats would be ahead of the arms, Kurt, as the act of attrition that it is for pitching in the final weekend of the state tournament, but not the case for Matt Lytle as he's ahead of Brady Lynn 1-2. This is actually interesting. We saw Brinker throw a ton of pitches in our first game earlier today, Kurt, because you want to save as many arms as you can, and Lytle's probably in that case right now with his team up by 7 right now.
Well, he hasn't. He's done a fine job only allowing 3 hits.
Swing and a miss right there from Brady Lynn. He's out on strikes. As 2 outs now, Rockies down to their final 4 outs, but the lineup does turn over. Back to the top of the order, and Tyler Geislinger, who had a couple loud flyouts his first 2 at-bats, but he is 0-3 as well. Tyler had that strike thrown from the outfield in the top of the eighth inning, saving a run for Cold Spring as he hammers one deep in the air to right field, and the Rockies are on the scoreboard as Geislinger hammers a home run to make it an 8-3 baseball game.
Well, we've seen him do that in the bottom of the first inning when he goes and laces one like that out there, but ends up going foul. This time he makes sure it's not going to be foul, and he hits that well out over the fence in right field for a big 2-run homer and says, hey, like you said, let's not go home yet.
2-run bomb from Geislinger. Had a nice view of that one as well, did Tyler? Kurt, he knew that one right when he made contact.
Well, right off the bat, you were sure where that one was going to go after the home runs we've seen that were hit here with the ones that Duffner hit last week and the one he hit again today and the one Alex Geisinger hit last week. We had a good hunch on that one.
Jordan New into the batter's box as the first offering gassed up right there from Matt Lytle. As 8-3 our score now after the Geisinger two-run job. As Lytle's 1-0 pitch, missing outside for a ball, now 2-0. I was actually curious to see where the pitch location would be on the first offering to New. As the 2-0 pitch is in there for a strike. And the reason I say that is tie guy with a little extra time around the pads on the home run right there. We'll leave it at that. It's 2-1 the count with two away in the eighth as the 2-1 pitch burns in on the hands. 2-2 the count now to Jordan New. Newsy had that bunt single in the first. He was left at third base. As Lytle's 2-2 offering to New, hit on the ground towards second. Shifted nicely as the second baseman right there. Had Jordan played to perfection, Kurt, as Tyler Tennyson spins and fires 4-3 to retire New. And the Rockies are done in the eighth, but they do shorten the deficit on the two-run home run by Tyler Geisinger. Two runs on one hit. There were no Fairmont airs and nobody left on base. Eight completes, 8-3 our score. Rockies trail by five. Ninth inning of the state semifinals coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Dan Zimmerman here, senior member at Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. I was bragging up my partner John Neal on Chasm the other day and didn't even get to the best part. John's been named as one of Minnesota's rising stars by other Minnesota lawyers, and he's also a certified fire and explosion investigator. This guy handles personal injury cases as well as all sorts of other litigation, and he knows his stuff. Look him up if you have a matter that needs a great attorney on your side. Keep listening to Chasm to hear more about our firm.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
To the ninth here in the state semifinals. It is now a 8-3 ball game after the Tyler Geisinger two-run home run. As that eighth inning now after the Geisinger home run, Kurt, turns out to be a very huge inning in the history of Fairmont baseball.
Well, yeah, when you look at where we thought we could have possibly got out of there when that one was just out of the reach of second baseman Sam Distel, if that could have been a one up there instead of the four, that'd be a big difference if it was 5-3 versus 8-3. But when you get yourself down by a touchdown, it makes itself tough. But hand it to the Rockies for not giving up yet.
TJ New trying to keep it red here as Ethan Hearn to the plate as New misses low with a ball. Ball right there to Hearn. He had the single last inning. He was thrown out by Tyler Geisinger from center field trying to score as the 1-0 offering from New missing. Now 2-0. 2-0 the count. Hearn, Schmidt, and Tennyson scheduled to hit for Fairmont. Here in their top of the ninth inning, they lead by five, trying to make it to the state championship are the Martins. 3-0 the count as New with a four-pitch walk right there. As he issues the walk, and aboard is Ethan Hearn.
Well, you got to hand it to the Martins. How they've been getting their leadoff guy on in all these late innings of this ball game, and for them, most of them have been coming across to score. And
it's a solid team. You don't find many cupcakes when you get to Sunday of Labor Day weekend. As News' first offering to Schmidt is in there for a strike, he bounces four in a row to Hearn, and then he comes right at the knees with the first offering to Schmidt. As New set at the belt, TJ's one-strike offering to Schmidt is hit in the air to right field. Brady Lynn has that measured. He's back a few steps. He will make the catch, and there is out number one.
that ball ended up carrying a long ways because it looked like it was going to be almost right at the right fielder, Brady Lynn, out there. And he kept taking steps back, and finally was able to make a routine catch out there. But that ball ended up going a long ways to right field.
Brings Tennyson to the plate. Good production out of the eight hole for Tennyson. Scored a run. He's 2 for 4 on the day. As News first offering to Tennyson is hit in the air to right field again for Brady Lynn. He's right on this one. As Brady makes the catch as lazy fly balls on consecutive pitches for T.J. New.
Well, and T.J. New doing a good job of ever since he came in to pitch here. He ended up getting the big strikeout at the end of the eighth inning. He did walk the first batter here in the ninth, but's got two fly balls there, retiring three of the four batters he's faced.
So two down, and Blake Crommon to the plate. As the first offering gets past David Jonas, and advancing to second base is Ethan Hearn. The DH here today is Cromer. It's a five-run game, as the Rockies want to keep it right here for a chance in the bottom of the ninth inning. As News' first offering was low, second pitch low. This one is gobbled up by Jonas. Count now 2-0. 2-0 the count. Nine hitter. Got a couple runs scored. He was hit by a pitch and came around to score. He doubled and came around to score back in the seventh inning. That led off the seventh, Kurt. That double down the left field line. It was a 2-1 game at that point. We're at 8-3 right now in favor of Fairmont. News 3-0 offering is low for a ball once again. Trying to take third. Jonas is going to let it throw, and he throws it into left field. The third, the runner at third had slid head first into third base, Kurt. So by the time he got up, Skuzacek already had the ball, and it was back into the infield. So no harm, no foul on the errant throw by Jonas. No error or anything will be scheduled. It'll just be a wild, or will be awarded. It's just a wild pitch and a walk to Blake Cromer.
Well, luckily for the Rockies, they didn't give up another run on that one, because when he let that one sail right over third baseman Alex Geisinger's head, it's like, boy, we're going to go give him a free, easy one here. But like you said, as he slid head first in there, by the time he would have got up, he would have never been able to make it home.
As Jonas, a little ginger behind the plate, he's going to play a little catch. I don't know if it's hurt his arm throwing that, or what? He's playing catch right now, so it's obviously got to be his arm, Kurt.
I don't know if he ended up falling wrong by the way he went and dove for that ball to go get it quickly as it was scampering away from home plate there on a wild pitch, but he definitely let that thing sail into field.
As first and third with two away, back to the top of the order, and Luke Becker. As Becker. This guy's been great as well, Kurt. He's got three runs scored, three of his team's eight runs scored for Fairmont. Single in the fifth and a run scored. Single in the seventh and RBI single in the seventh, excuse me, and a run scored. As New, just what Jonas wanted to do after hurting himself, bounces one, and Jonas wears that. A RBI single in the eighth as well for Luke Becker, who is 3 for 5, how about, on the day. First and third as the 1-0 pitch that gets away and will actually hit Luke Becker in the foot, as New having some control issues right here, and the base is now loaded, and another tough out comes to the plate in the form of Jack Walatich.
This is an energetic umpire back there, because he quickly jumps out behind there and shows that it hit him in the plate, walks out to the mound to go give the pitcher the ball back. He's been all over the place back there, but you got to give him credit for the job he's doing.
Bases loaded for the Martins again. They've had them loaded plenty in the seventh, eighth, and ninth now. As Walatich to the plate, lefty-lefty matchup for TJ New as he throws a first pitch strike right there. At third base, it is Ethan Hearn. Second base, it's Blake Crommon. And at first base, Luke Becker. As the one-strike pitch, that's missing down and away. For the Rockies in the ninth, it'll be the meat of the order. That reads Jonas, Duffner, and Geisinger. 1-1 the count here to Jack Walatich. As that pitch is laced into left center field, Wawatich does it again. A two-run RBI single for the center fielder, and it's back to a touchdown advantage at 10-3 for Fairmont.
Well, you said it, Wawatich doing his job all day. He did hit into his fielder's choice in his fifth at-bat, but other than that, he's been on base all six times this evening and once again drives in two more runs, puts the lead back to 10-3. Fairmont.
Sorry, Kurt. His third and fourth RBIs of the day. He's had he had an RBI in the third, the fifth, and two more here in the ninth, and it's a 10-3 game. And shown to the plate as he looks at a strike on the corner. We give up the home run to Geislinger, and Fairmont gets it right back to make it a seven-run game. As News one-strike pitch that is knocked down by Jonas, and Wawatich won't go anywhere. Evens the count up at 1-1.
Well, it's the fourth different pitcher the Rockies have thrown at the Martins, and they were able to hit all four of them.
As New hits this one, or throws it, hit on the ground towards short. Jordan New up with it off the bat of Schoen. He flips to Sam Distel to retire the runner Wawatich at second. As that does it for Fairmont in the ninth, they get two back, scoring two runs on just the one hit this time around. There were no Rocky errors, and two runners left on bases. Runners were left on the corners. Last wraps for the Rocky Dream. That's coming up in 1 minute. They trail by seven at 10-3, and you're listening to it right here on KASM.
Did you know that the average human will sleep for a total of 26 years? Plus, we'll spend another 7 years of our lives just trying to fall asleep. In addition to sleeping, we'll put on enough miles in our lifetime to drive to the moon three times. If we're going to spend that much time behind the wheel, we ought to love our vehicle. Whether seating, safety, or towing capacity is your main priority, Gilliland Chevrolet has you covered. From the all-electric Bolt EV to the Chevy Silverado, and everything in between. Just thinking about your next vehicle purchase shouldn't keep you up at night. Most of our pre-owned inventory is backed by a 5-day money-back or 30-day exchange guarantee, and every new Chevrolet comes with Gilliland's lifetime powertrain warranty, so you can shop with confidence and peace of mind. A good night's sleep is one of the keys to good health, and at Gilliland Chevrolet, we're committed to helping you rest easy when it's time for your next vehicle purchase. Visit us at GillilandChevrolet.com or 3019 West Division Street, St. Cloud. Find new roads.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
To win the Class C State Tournament, you got to go 6-0 or potentially 5-0 if you got a bye, as the Rockies are 4-0 at this moment, and they're going to need a 7 spot to stay alive in this tournament, and they'll get the leadoff man on in the ninth inning as David Jonas. He's had a rough game behind the plate. He beaten up pretty good, Kurt, and he wears one off the left kneecap to start the ninth inning.
Yeah, he's standing there in the batter's box wondering, really, how many more times am I going to get hit here? Not only is he getting hit by those pitches that are in the dirt, then he ends up getting wearing one on the knee, just like you say.
So Jonas will be lifted for a pinch runner. As is that Hansen?
Number 24, Max Hansen, in the run at first base.
So Max Hansen out to run, as that brings Austin Duffner to the plates. The Duffman hitless in this game. Matt Lytle deserves praise for that, as everybody else has had a tough time getting Duffner out. Four home runs and 13 RBIs in four games for the state tournament for Duffner, as he pops up once again. Frustrating end to a frustrating evening for Duffner, as that ball is caught in short center field by the shortstop Becker for out number one.
Yeah, unfortunately for Duffner, he comes up hitless in this game, but you got to hand it to him for the state tournament he had by hitting four home runs, and I believe he's at 13 RBIs for the tournament. What a great first four games for the Duffman.
Brings Alex Geislinger to the plate. Alex, the one Rocky who has seen Matt Lytle well. He's got two hits, and he was walked thus far on the evening as the first pitch to Geislinger gets away from the catcher Ethan Hearn, as Max Hansen will scamper to second on the wild pitch. Fairmont two outs away from punching their ticket to the state finals. Game's at 1 o'clock right here at Riverside Park in Springfield tomorrow. As Lytle's first offering was down and away. Second pitch missing as well to Geislinger. Now 2-0. Get a score update on that game from Milroy by chance?
It's still 6-4, St. Patrick.
St. Patrick leading in that one.
And I believe I heard him say that the St. Patrick pitcher has struck out 8 in a row.
I think they had a drafty going tonight as the 2-0 pitch to Geislinger. That's fouled away by Alex. Now 2-1. Stay tuned after the game where the Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show will put a wrap on this one. And Kurt will name the postgame player of the game who gets that $10 gift certificate to Albany and Richmond A&W. As 2-1, Lytle's 2-1 pitch to Geislinger dropped in there nicely. This guy's good, Kurt. He's changing speeds, hitting his spots. He's only got the one walk thus far tonight. He's a good pitcher.
He's doing what you want you to do. When you get in this part of the tournament, you're probably down in pitching a little bit, and he's going to go give him a complete game.
2-2 pitch, and he gets Geislinger on strike swinging, and the Rocky Dreams will fall on the shoulders of Nick Skluzacek as the Rock Shop down to their final out.
Well, Geislinger, like you said earlier, was one of the few guys that have been on base for the Rockies in this game by having two singles and a walk, but he swings right through that for a strikeout for the Rockies there.
So two away, Hansen leads from second as the first pitch to Skluzacek. That's laced into left center field, and that'll be an RBI. Ooh, excuse me. Tom Ficker holds up Max Hansen at third base as Rockies go station to station here. Ficker probably wisely saying, don't want to run into any outs on the pads when you're down by seven. So Skluzacek keeps it alive. And the batter will be Colin Eskew. If Eskew...
Nick doing a nice job there. He takes that fastball and laces it right over the shortstop for a single. Like you said, it would have been an RBI, but when you're down by seven runs, you're not taking any chances or doing anything. So he quickly holds up Hansen there.
Eskew, what do we got going on here, Kurt? He forget where he's batting in the order? Or?
I don't know what the deal was there because he definitely was not ready, I can tell you that.
Well, we can see clearly into that Rocky dugout from where we're sitting, and I don't think he's not wearing his red batting gloves. I think he was basically on the railing, basically, Kurt. We saw him put his helmet on. We saw him grab his bat. No practice swings, and he looked at a first-pitch strike right there.
Yeah, when you're not ready, then you go get a curveball thrown on the outside part of the plate there. That's for sure not what you're looking for.
Lytle trying to go the distance for the Fairmont Martins. As the right-hander's one-strike pitch, hit right back to Lytle. He fields, takes a few steps and flips, and the Fairmont Martins are on their way to the state championship game tomorrow. They have a date with Destiny at 1 o'clock against St. Patrick or Young America. And that ends the Rocky Dream in the state semifinals with a final score of 10-3. Summary for the Rockies in the ninth. They go no runs on one hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. Kurt, tip of the cap to Fairmont, and what a run for the Cold Spring Rockies.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You got to hand it to the Cold Spring Rockies. They went and won four games in the state tournament, but they ran into a buzzsaw here to the Fairmont Martins. They're in the championship game, and they deserve to it. When you go put 10 runs on the board with 16 hits and you get a complete game pitching effort like they did out of Matt Lytle, you got to hand it to the Martins and wish them the best of luck tomorrow.
We'll get you back with the Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show. That's coming up in 2 minutes. We'll be back in 2 minutes to put a bow on our amateur baseball coverage. That's coming up right here on KASM.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke. So we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
1150 KASM. I'm Kale in the studio with you guys. Stick around after the Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show for funeral announcements, Lake Area Theater program, and Through the Bible with Les Feldick. Current time is 8:32. Temperature is 67 degrees. Winds out of the west at about 4 miles per hour and humidity at 58%. Now we'll turn it back to Kirby for the A&W Albany and Richmond A&W postgame show.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kale. And yeah, some great programming coming up on KESM on your Sunday evening. Once my dad and I quit goofing around, it'll be back to business on KESM as our amateur baseball coverage, which started, you know, Randy had his game of the weeks basically right away in June, and then the region tournament. And we covered, how many teams did we cover in the state tournament, Kurt? Like 7 or something like that? 6? 4 from 15C, Rockies and Springers.
And Regal.
And Regal.
7 teams.
So 7 teams, and it's all coming to an end. A game short of the state championship as the Rockies fall today 10-3 to the Fairmont Martins.
Well, for the Fairmont Martins, they ended up scoring 10 runs on 16 hits. They committed 2 errors, left 11 men on base. For the Cold Spring Rockies, they scored 3 runs on 5 hits, committed 3 errors, and left 4 men on base. And like you said, unfortunately, the season comes to an end for the Rockies, but you got to hand it to them. They came into the state tournament as the number 3 seed out of 11C. They ended up getting 4 big wins to make it to the Final Four. They came a notch short to make it to Championship Monday, but you got to tip the hat to the Rockies for what they did.
The state's board recognizes the two teams that lose in the semifinals, Kurt, as the third place winners of the tournament. The Cold Spring Springers took third place in B for a state record 9th time. The Rockies now keeping the Cold Spring tradition of third place alive as their greatest finish of all time. Third place, I mean, it stings right now, but there's nothing wrong with bronze.
You know, when you look back 10 years from now and you're going to say, hey, that was a great Rocky team that they had, the run they made in 2020 in a COVID-19 season when you were wondering if baseball was even going to be played. And here they went and had a fantastic region and a fantastic state tournament for amateur baseball. Yeah, granted, they didn't get the fans that you wanted to because you only got to have 250 at a game. But the Rockies got nothing to be ashamed of with a third-place finish.
It is, you know, we've been on the air a lot, Reese and I a lot, yesterday on Bob, and you and I a lot here today. And not to make it too much of a windbag because I don't want to earn that nickname by any means, but if I would have told you that the Rockies were going to get to the state semis and they were going to end up losing, you would have figured it would have been an absolute slugfest. Man, I still got to tip my cap to this Matt Lytle-Kurt only allowing 3 runs to that that awesome Rocky lineup.
Well, in order to go do that like he did, like you said, only allowing 3 runs, he went and did this game exactly what Jake Brinker did in this afternoon's game for the Cold Spring Rockies to put us into this game. Like you said, to only allow 5 hits to the Cold Spring Rockies with the hitting team that they had coming in here, you have to tip the hat to them. And he did get a lot of help out there because I tell you, they did end up with 2 errors on the board, but they definitely shined the leather out in the outfield for the Martins.
As I think a text from my boss, Randy Rothstein, says it best, Kurt. It says, 1 town, 2 Final Fours, I'd be damn proud. And he kind of hit the nail on the head right there.
Well, that he did. When Cold Spring gets to walk away with a third-place finish in Class B and a third-place finish in Class C, you got to hand it to Cold Spring. And there's nothing to be ashamed of for either one of those teams. You got to congratulate the Cold Spring Springers for taking third in Class B and the Cold Spring Rockies for placing third in Class C.
You, they call it Baseball Town MN, and they're kind of flexing that muscle right now. Albany and Richmond A&W postgame player of the game, Kurt, our final one. Who you got?
Well, I'm going to give it tonight to Alex Geislinger. Yeah, he did end up with a strikeout there in the 9th inning, but he was 2-for-3 on the night. He ended up having 2 of the 5 singles for the Cold Spring Rockies. He ended up walking in the 7th inning. He ended up leading the Cold Spring Rockies in hitting in the state tournament. You know, you have a hard time believing that, the way Austin Duffner batted throughout the state tournament. But Duffman with a tough last game here. He ends up going 9 for 21, and Alex Geislinger ends up going 10 for 21. So the hit leaders for the Rockies in the state tournament were Alex Geislinger with 10 hits and Duffner with 9 and Tyler Geislinger with 8. But congratulations to Alex Geislinger as the Richmond Albany A&W player of the game.
So Alex gets that $10 gift certificate to redeem at Albany and Richmond A&W as Alex will get to choose his meal there. Congratulations to Alex as well as Jake Fricker, who got the player of the game earlier today in the Rockies' 10-1 victory over the Bemidji Blue Ox. The Rocky season comes to an end and it was brought to you by our sports boosters, Erkins Water, Gilliland Chevrolet of St. Cloud, Rambo, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman of Cold Spring, Avon and Albany, Subway of Cold Spring Bakery, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe. Postgame show brought to you, of course, by Albany and Richmond A&W. Kurt, we'll always remember the brilliance of Ryan Hennon, the guts of Jake Brinker, the bombs of Austin Duffner, and what a run it was in 2020 for the Rock Shot.
Well, you said it there. We were 10 years from now, we'll look back at this season. Like I said earlier, what we're going to do about, but you know, you look at the great arm of Ryan Hennon and you look at some of the bombs that Duffman hit and things like that. And what a great state tournament for the Cold Spring Rockies here in 2020.
Big thank you back at the station today. Randy Rothstein sitting in, but the technical producing was done today by our new guy, as Kale did a fantastic job. Welcome to the squad, Kale, as you did a great job today. Thank you, Kurt, for taking time out of your busy schedule, getting through a move and busing me down here, letting me nap on the drive down today, and keeping your voice down as you did so. I appreciate you you joining me in the booth. This was fun.
Well, it's always a blast, especially when you get to the state tournament time and getting announced. And when you get to go announce 6 games in the state tournament this time and end up winning 5 of the games that you were down here announcing, what a great blast to get to do. You know, there's been a few times you've done more games than that when the Springers would come through the losing bracket and play more games than those years when they won it the hard way and things like that. But it was a great time doing these 6 games with you, Kirby.
That it was. Kale, back at the studio. Final score, once again, 10-3. The state finals, as of now, will at least have Fairmont in it. The other game is 11 o'clock game tomorrow for the state championship, trying to get it in before the weather, as it'll be either St. Patrick and Young America, St. Patrick or Young America against Fairmont. That's enough for me. I will chat with you guys on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. Until then, hope you had a good day. Have a good night. Kale, take it away, bud.